Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. To hell, to a tongue of Iloa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. People like the warehouse.
I don't know.
Jack, did he respond?
He didn't respond.
Damn it.
I'm wondering.
Leroy's saying he gave me a minus one just via shaking his head at the phone.
Yes.
Minus one.
Oh, bah. All right. Give you a couple headlines here. Yesterday, Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow.
He what is that?
I mean, Odell Beckham, yeah.
He posted a video on his Instagram of him working out. You know, good video.
Okay.
So we got some good OBJ workout footage.
Was he running by any chance?
No, he was weightlifting. Okay. He was weightlifting. For our video audience, we'll throw this up here for you. Leroy, fix your camera, man.
I think I'm on Leroy's camera twice.
I don't know why that happened.
Not on time, but right on time. Okay.
Not on time, but right on time. ... Trust.
Well,
and
no,
he's
you can't.
Doing one-legged lunges with the squat bar thing with the chains, and then gives to a little handshake, a little love.
Ooh.
Apparently, him and Tua are super close off the field.
Oh yeah, everyone's cool with OBJ, of course.
He's cool.
I mean, he's the nicest guy in the room. So fun. Oh look, guys, it's OBJ. Woo.
Let's be clear,
the Kardashians.
Let's be clear,
maybe. Mm-hmm.
You realize that this is a long-term thing. This wasn't for week one.
Mm-hmm.
This was for week 10.
Mm-hmm.
So calm down.
But do you think he looks, does that look better? Any? You're usually a good video analyzer of health.
He ain't running.
Yeah. Nothing? Nothing from the squat?
He's not running.
One leg. A little sweetener.
Let's see, that's 295. That's not even 295. Yeah, 295.
Oh. That's easy.
Is it three of them or four? It's three.
It's three and a 25.
Oh, that's three.
That's a 645s and a 25.
Yeah, so 645s is two.
I thought that was Joe for a second, but then I was like,
645s, 270, 320.
Joe's actually leaned out pretty good.
Isn't that 320?
True.
No, 365.
Not to pull a Leroy on that poor guy. Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
Who's the other guy?
The guy who was in between them.
Thought it was Joe.
For a second. But Joe looks lean.
Joe does look lean.
Looking lean from the tennis.
Yeah. Pretty good.
He's about 2 years away from paddle whatever.
Pickleball?
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
He hates it.
I know.
You think he's going to have to just, you know, go?
Well, because first of all,
it's going to be inevitable?
You ever seen old people play tennis? They just hit it at each other. They don't run. They're not trying to put moves on each other. Right.
Hmm. Interesting. Anyway, NFL season gets underway tonight. Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff from Arrowhead set for 8:20. You can hear that game right here on 560 WQM. Chiefs 3-point favorites tonight. It's on NBC and home of Love Island USA, Peacock.
What?
Okay. What?
Those are the only like the only two things worth mentioning. You go.
I mean, that's my favorite show.
All right. No, it's fair. It's a popular show, too, so it makes sense. And also, another thing, OBJ's family, of course, they got to be there, too. You know, I'm just sick of these guys already. Just the entire Beckham Juniors.
All of them?
All of them, dude.
I love Cordell Beckham. Him and Serena were adorable.
You do. Yeah, they're already broken up.
Are they?
Who? I'm not sure.
Oh, that would have really bummed me out. Cordell Beckham, who is Odell Beckham Jr., he won Love Island.
Love Island.
But him and Serena, that would hurt me if they were broken up, Marcos. Everybody has that. I think everybody except for Leah has broken up, and Serena and Cordell. I think everybody else has broken up. But I told that Kayla, she was an idiot. I mean, that Aaron was a snake, you know? She should have known.
All right, so as of August 20th...
Hmm?
They're confirmed to be still together, but TMZ reports they will be breaking up on September 28th. This is great. The script is out.
Well, the one thing I always wonder about these shows, right, is like you get out of the show and you're like, all right, we're on this reality show. We love each other, but we don't live anywhere near each other.
Yeah. Right.
Like, how is this going
to
work?
Now to merge our lives. Love that. He'll be back.
And the money that you win... doesn't quite get you closer together.
JFix says Janae and Kenny are still together. They're not together, JFix.
No way.
That is so for the cameras. You can see a fake relationship.
What about who was that we saw at the Live tournament?
Who did we see at the Live tournament? Oh, she was in Love is Blind.
Okay.
She was in Love is Blind. I don't remember which season. But yeah, she was in Love is Blind. They did the UK version. I didn't like it as much.
Love is Blind. No, it's not.
Yeah, trust me. Sometimes when they open up the door, they're like, woof, never mind.
Yikes.
We'll take a break. We'll get back into the Dolphins. Mike McDaniel with a mature admission. Back after this.
All right.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Leroy, you got a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. YourAccessAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right, we got a partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. This is mostly cloudy. Would we consider this mostly cloudy? I can barely see the sun.
I would say mostly cloudy.
Yeah, mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of the east, southeast at about, I'd say, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Doesn't look like rain clouds, though, so we might get a little break on this rain. Although, I don't know what it's been. The last few nights, it has absolutely poured. Lightning, everything. Torrential. So hopefully we get a little break from that. And it's right around, I'd say 85, 90 degrees. It's not going to be that warm today. I mean, it's not going to get too hot, even though there is a heat index. Whatever the hell a heat index means, go outside if it's hot. It's a heat index. There you go.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
He is right. It has been torrential downpour. But we will get a small break, if you will, from that. It's partly cloudy right now, 89. The humidity has it feeling with this heat index he was talking about, like it's 102 right now. I'm assuming that's what humidity and whatnot.
Yeah. When do we think we get a break? It's like I was just thinking about this yesterday, like October?
Yeah, I think so. October, best month?
That's not a no. That's not a no.
Ooh, we got a response from Jax.
We got a response from Jax.
Nice.
And he says, might have to be workshopped a little bit. But I don't think that's a no. I think he kind of like stuffs him in the warehouse.
He's just got to put his
he's got to put his chin. Yeah, of course. I'm going to allow the professional to be the professional. I'm going to allow the professional to be. I mean, this man once called a dunk with hot tea in his slacks. So, you know, which I think was one of the greatest accomplishments ever. PJ Tucker landing in his lap. And who dunked that ball? I even forget. Like, who ended up finishing off the play? But that was crazy. Hot tea just getting just all over Jason Jackson.
Deflection by PJ. He catches it, keeps it. He's now in my lap. There's hot tea all over my slacks. That is hot water, baby. Yeah.
Hey, ask him if he likes.
No. No, that's it.
No, one more. One per year. One more. One more. One more.
No.
Please.
No, that's it.
Please.
No. No.
Come on, one more. Can
no.
It, can you
because,
just,
because listen.
Please.
Listen. There's one thing I know about Jax. He gonna get your ears. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Jason Jackson, all right.
It's a wordsmith.
Pella Larson steps back for three. That's some delicious Swedish swish.
Ooh. That's right up his alley. Come on, dude.
That's come right on. Up his alley.
See.
Come on. With,
no.
Pretty please?
Swisher sweets.
No, come on.
You know, see, we all understand Swisher sweets.
He's not gonna drop that on the air, though. Hey. When are you bringing me mine, though?
Huh?
The Swisher sweets.
Hmm?
Yeah, true. You did say
oh, that. I'll bring them.
Swedish fish, too, if you have any.
Tate South also says, ask him about that Pella fella.
Oh,
man. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. We got football tonight.
Football.
Football tonight.
Football tonight.
Oh, yeah. You said something about McDaniel being mature.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that in just a second. By the way, you want sure. What do you got for the over-under tonight? Patrick Mahomes over. His line is set at 269.5 yards.
Under.
Well, keep in mind, Baltimore just lost their D coordinator, right?
They did. He's coaching the Seahawks. They lost Anthony Weaver to the Dolphins.
Right. So, and I want to say that they went from a 3-4 to a 4-3.
I'm not sure.
What? No, that was Jacksonville.
Jacksonville brought over the D line coach from Atlanta.
Yeah, you are right though about their style change.
Yeah.
$269.5
No,
under.
I just think this game is going to be more of a slugfest than we think.
Lamar Jackson in passing is over under is 216.5.
Passing.
I'm gonna get to you.
What is his?
His rushing.
Yeah.
49.5. Derrick Henry's 63.5.
I would say over and then under.
Over passing, under
no.
Rushing.
Over on Lamar 50, under on
Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm just like, I just have a feeling that they're going to pace him for when they need him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be in a rotation with other guys. So he might not get that many. He might get 10 to 15 carries.
I'm just laughing at Karen. Drop tea in my pants. Went into my skin. Stage 2 burns. Need to go to the hospital. 3 ball. Good. Play one more time, Marcos.
By PJ. He catches it. Keeps it. He's now in my lap. There's hot tea all over my slacks. That is hot water, baby. Yeah. And on the other end, the turnover, it's a shot made by Max with the throwdown. So a dunk in my pants of hot tea for your boy.
Incredible. Ooh. Just incredible.
Professionalism.
It's a professional right there. Finish the job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Finish the job. Two guys not here anymore, though. PJ and Max.
Ah. Yeah.
PJ Tucker, is he on the team this year? Or is this the last year of his deal?
Ooh, that's a good question.
In Philly?
I don't think he's in Philly. I think is he a Clipper still?
Yes, Clipper. Clipper as of right now.
Clipper got to have the oldest team in the league, right?
That's a good question.
Yeah, probably. Got to think so. If you got PJ Tucker on PJ Tucker, Kawhi, and James Harden is not young. I mean, unless LeBron's just spiking up your average.
Clippers last year were the oldest team. Their average was 29 years old.
And that's because they had to draft a young guy to bring the average down.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Mike McDaniel has shown some maturity here. Wow. I appreciate self-awareness. And so Mike McDaniel was speaking, Leroy, about the other leadership on the team, not just Tua, and then realized a little something about himself.
Well, all right.
I think that's what people feel, and that's why people follow, is not only do they like him, believe in him, believe in his skills and ability to, you know, lead them to places they haven't been, but they also trust it and regard it for what it is, which is true. And that's why, you know, I think everyone can feel, you know, there's, we talk a lot about Tua, and as we should, you know, he's an incredible part of this franchise, but there's a lot of players on the same trajectory. You know, I just hog all their press conference time because they talk too long at questions.
No.
Whoa!
So,
wow!
So,
that's a big word for me, dog.
He came to that conclusion. What? My question is, why can you come to that conclusion at the beginning of the answer? Right? Like, even his own inner clock is like, saying,
am I talking a lot?
And his own inner clock went, damn, dog, we've been talking at this for a minute. Why don't you shut it down?
Words. Write that down.
Words, too many words.
Like, holy smokes.
Wow. So it now. So it's on purpose, or is he like?
No, I just think it's who he is. I don't think he's
I just
trying.
Think that he was talking. Here's what happened. He was talking.
He definitely looked in.
And he started thinking. He goes, I know I've been talking a while because I forgot what the damn question was.
He's like, he's probably like looking into the goes, oh no, I'm losing Omar.
Oh, doesn't it sound one of the twins?
I saw a lot of that
basketball,
yesterday.
That's Mercedes. Does he look like a Morris twin?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm. But Mercedes is a big boy.
Mercedes Lewis is like the OG celebrity UFC fan. Like, when nobody cared about UFC, Mercedes Lewis would be like, and Mercedes Lewis chiming in on Clay Guida versus Uriah Faber.
Oh, wow.
It's like, wow. Mercedes Lewis.
What names you just threw out there?
And it's Mercedes, not Mercedes.
Yeah. Is it?
M-A-R.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's built like a Mercedes.
See, somebody named him that. Yeah. Peterson came that way.
Mm. He's older than Clay is, yeah? Or are they the same age?
Yes, no, he's older. He's 40.
Wow. Is that more impressive than LeBron?
Huh?
Is that more impressive than LeBron?
No, he plays tight end.
But plays mauling tight end.
Yeah, 40, but still, like, the contact is close, dude. You see what I'm saying?
Is he LeBron's size?
He's
a little bit bigger.
6'6". That's what they have.
Hey, but he weighs more.
Yeah, definitely weighs more.
Wow.
40, though. Damn, I had no clue.
What is, like, the vet?
Yeah, name? Like, why do y'all thought, you thought I was kidding?
No, I knew that he was old. I just didn't know.
40.
I was like, I knew he was old. I remember.
You said old.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The guys that played at that age are linemen,
mm-hmm.
quarterbacks, and kickers.
Also hadn't been on that many teams for a guy who's been in the league forever.
Yeah, he was
only his third team.
19.
Jacksonville drafted him. Remember on
Jacksonville?
The Jags.
Yes.
He was in my Jags era.
Nice.
So Jacksonville, Green Bay, and Chicago. There's some more in there.
Nope. That's it.
That's it.
Three teams. Okay. He played for Jacksonville for over a decade. He played for Green Bay for 5 years and then Chicago the last two.
Okay.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
That is actually very impressive.
I wouldn't say more impressive than LeBron, because on some, like, we saw
LeBron. Well, because he would have to have been, here, think about this. He would have to have, like, Travis Kelce numbers for all those years.
All those years, yeah.
I think that's fair.
And that's what LeBron's doing.
And then during the summer, too, when, like, everyone else is, like, chilling, he's probably has to do some sort of Olympic something in order for me
right.
to be like,
because
wow.
keep in mind, LeBron's still in the top, what's it, he averaged 25, 26 last year, 25, 26, mm-hmm. at 40,
mm-hmm.
playing all the minutes he plays.
It's football.
Yeah. Still, it's football, so he had, what, 30 catches last year?
Four catches.
He only had four catches last year?
And a touchdown.
Yep.
So four catches?
In 17 games.
No, that's...
In 29
I don't minutes. Want to say it.
What's that?
What?
I'm not going to say it.
What are you going to say?
Hmm?
Don't say it. What would you say?
I was going to say that's some UD type action.
Oh, dude.
You, come
you
on.
Just couldn't leave him out of this, huh?
Minus one for Sass.
Hey, come on. Like,
what is the minimum salary for a guy who's been in the league that long?
That's
he probably makes $700,000, 800,000.
What?
Yeah.
Hell no. 19 yeah. years? I'm not getting up for no $700,000 after 19 years.
What?
No.
What else you going to do?
I mean, he could be a UFC analyst.
For all not for that much.
I mean,
it says his salary is $1.6
million. $1.6 even more.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Four for four catches?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Imagine
that. That's $400,000 a catch.
Wow. Much better. Much better.
But you got leadership, you know.
Leadership, dude. And I the
and they've been interviewing him for about the whole hour.
Yeah.
Take a break. More shenanigans on the other side.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
I wasn't born at night or last night. I was born in the afternoon. I'd see some things.
Joe cracked the door. Herb got it. Shante. Jebra Sport. Be about us. Be about us.
Got to do with it.
It's about us, it's about
us. Got to do with it.
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
Shanti.
Shanti. Isn't Shanti married to, Asante married to,
Nelly?
Nelly, yeah.
They were. I'm not sure if they
already. They just got married.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. 2023. They just got married.
Yeah. I was going to say, wow.
They're expecting their first child.
Who yeah.
is? Shanti and Nelly.
Oh, congrats!
Yeah. Congratulations, man.
See, I like the rappers back then because everybody had their own little, you know, style or whatever. And yeah. when you heard it on the radio, you knew exactly who it was. Now.
Except for our Munyon guy.
I guess. No, but I'm saying that's not old. That's new. All this new stuff, it all sounds the same. Like, even a lot of the pop stars, like, the female pop stars all singing the same,
oh, yeah.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we know right now, the original hottest rapper in the game.
They got a few hitmans, know that Munyon get it done. So my move come on, I wipe, and know the head ain't getting a crumb.
Excellent.
Lyricism, dude.
That's good. Timbo says Nelly's in big trouble. What'd he do?
Oh, no. Is he?
That sucks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Fat Joe is Slim Joe right now.
Yeah, true.
Oh. Because remember, Big Pun, him and Big Pun, it got him.
All right. Yeah, he's not doing well right now.
What happened to Nelly?
He's charged with stuff.
Okay.
Inappropriate activity on his tour bus. How about that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, a then college student accused him of doing things he probably shouldn't have.
So this is like, this is allegations from the past?
Yes.
Coming up?
But not too far in the past. Not like in his heyday. They're talking about in 2017.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. But he has denied the allegations and later filed a countersuit. Well, you know, God bless him. Hope everything's okay. Hope everyone is doing what they should be. All right? Stop being bad people. Mm. That's my PSA.
Let's get to the mixed bag, dude.
Oh, sorry. I was supposed to have this. We were talking about written rap. Sorry, I should have the instrumental more readily available.
Leroy, give me another.
But hey, you know you're gonna have your segment. While we sitting in there chit-chatting,
you were telling me a good story, man.
I just want you guys to know the rundown's not a secret. You guys are allowed to. You guys are allowed to look at it.
Oh, it distracts me.
You are allowed to look at it.
Hey, I think I've in all the run. By the way, I read your little story on Barrett Sports.
Oh. Oh, did you?
Yes.
Wait. You wrote like this was in the.
I said nice things about you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was in Big Boy. Well, at least the newspaper that they send us every day in our email.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so. they did an interview. Did it on Friday, actually.
They came out pretty quick.
Shout out to Peter Schwartz for doing the interview.
May the Schwartz be with ya!
Wait, so I'm confused. You did an interview?
I did an interview. Yeah, I was interviewed.
And you spoke highly of our boy.
Yes.
That's very kind of you.
Well, he only spoke some facts.
It's true.
Oh, all right.
No. Like, so a lot of people don't realize when the last guest, Eric Reed, left, I did the show with a bunch of different people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? And then I did the show with Tobin. And as soon as I did the show with Tobin, I was like, Lynn, that's the guy.
He's the one.
That's the guy.
Love but he him. Wanted Cooperstein!
Oh, Cooperstein!
You guys wanted Cooperstein to
Where's
do the
awards, man!
I know you didn't want Cooperstein!
And here's why. I'm like, whoa, way too serious. Right? They were like very professional and clean cut. And, you know, I have had a blast with Will, and Will couldn't do it. You know, he's got other obligations and so forth and so on. And then Tobin and like, oh, we hit it off. It was great. I did not know that it was going to end up being
forever.
Silly sauce.
Yeah. Oh, look at
this. Right? Like he.
You got no one to blame but yourself.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I was like, hey, do people realize I put myself through this? But I wouldn't have it like it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I appreciate you, buddy.
No, though people think that I'm miserable and we don't like each other, and that's probably why we go at each other.
Right? I think you guys like each other the most off air.
Yep. Like,
oh yeah.
Of all the shows that I see in this building, like, and I'm excluding, you know, only I'm talking FM as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they communicate, but I feel like you guys, you know, you hang out.
You've seen Julie Guy and Tamara come to blows.
Oh, you know what? Those two actually, those two may be closer.
They like each other. Close.
Yeah, that's true. Those two girls.
Anyway, by the way, I like Schmeithen, who says Tobin makes it on a national publication, but can't make it into the radio newsletter. All right, what do we got in the mixed bag here today, Marcos?
We got at least one point for Schmeithen on that. In addition to that, we're going to hear from some Jaguars. Number one in line here, Doug Peterson.
Spells his name stupid.
Very dumb, but...
He didn't spell his name Peterson. That's the way it came. Like
you should change it.
It would be like if his name was Peter and he spelled it with a D-E-R. Like, no, Peter. That's not how it worked.
Yeah.
He's petering out, all right.
Someone who hasn't petered out and instead has beat science.
Mm?
Jalen Phillips.
Oh.
Topic of Doug Peterson's conversation.
Okay.
This is what the Jags coach had to say.
I think Phillips, you know, I think he's someone that's going to play, you know. Sounds like he's going to play anyway. He should. I mean, he's been talking that way, and he's a great player. And then Calais, you know, we know him, played him last year, and obviously a great player, and just a really good, solid, you know, defensive line. Again, it's a different combinations of front, different combinations of personnel. David Long, we know, is a linebacker, you know, from where he's been in Tennessee, and know him a little bit. So it's a good group. It's a good, solid group, and their back end is, you know, an experienced group as well. So it's a challenge. you know, for our offense, and it'll be a good test for our offensive line.
Shook,
you see,
dude.
You see Dave South.
Don't want to peter out. Blue Chew. But wait, like says, what about, Blue Chew puts the D in Peter. I can't wait for you guys to hear the new Blue Chew. Oh, they come back next week.
Your boy is putting some work. Oh, kudos.
Oh, man.
That was.
I think I might have gone too strong on first feedback from the Blue Chew. They're like, that's strong.
I thought it was good.
Didn't say no.
Yeah.
I mean, is that any stronger than the hot chicks scantily cladded on TV?
I thought that's how they rolled. Yeah. They didn't say no. They're just like, all right. What else you got, Marcos?
We are going to...
I have no thoughts on what Doug Peterson says.
Yeah, he sounded scared. That was my thought.
No, I mean, look, I hope, here's what I hope. If you're a Dolphins fan, you want to see them play a style of defense where they say, we're not going to let anybody get past us. Because that leads right into his wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Up the middle of the field, being accurate across the middle. And they'll get picked apart. You'll also get run on. So if you keep getting gassed and you're playing that two deep zone, then you got to bring somebody down and play more of a single deep, and now you got all that speed that's going to hit you even more. So it's going to be a game. Now, I'm interested to see, because they're going to go back and forth to this. It's going to be back and forth, and the ebb and flow of the game is what's going to work. Let's change it up. Let's not do the same thing over and over again. Let's keep changing it up. It's going to be interesting to me how the Dolphins react to that, because a lot of times last year they come up on the second half and say, let's keep doing what we're doing. Like, the other team's not going to adjust, and they got stifled in the second half a lot of these games that they were in going into halftime. So I'm wondering, I want to see how the offense has learned from that. Because you don't have to worry about it in defense. The defense is always making adjustments.
What do you think is going to be like, you know, there's all this talk that they're going to put a lot more guys in rotation, but it doesn't feel like they're going to rely on that many more guys they did with Wilkins on the D-line.
On the D-line?
Yeah, because it's Sealer, it's Calais Campbell, Deshaun Hand, Benito Jones, I guess it's going to be the nose tackle.
Right. But they'll rotate them based on what they want to do defensively, right? So you got Jalen Phillips, who can either stand up. Keep in mind, he can stand up and be a 3-4 linebacker or be a 4-3 rush in. So that gives you flexibility too. And in fact, that it'll look like you're playing a totally different defense, but you're playing it with a D lineman or a rush in lining up as a linebacker. How are they going to treat that?
You think they're going to rock Chop a lot? Put Chop out there a lot?
Yes, I do.
Baptism by fire.
But all you have to do is understand this. As of right now, Chop Robinson has to learn how to set the edge on the run. It's a little bit early to go to a game plan if somebody is in a game.
Mm.
But like you see Dallas getting gashed all the time because, what's his name? 11.
Parsons.
Micah Parsons cannot set the edge. So they run at him and it eliminates his rush. So Chop Robinson has a lot of that in him. So we'll see how they are. Oh, Chop Robinson in the game. Check, check, check. Run at him or run a little play action at him or something like that. These are the adjustments you make during the week.
What else you got, Marcos?
Going to hear a little bit more from Tua as he discussed the history between him and Trevor Lawrence, dating all the way back to their national championship face-off, where Trevor Lawrence got the better of Alabama and Tua. But Tua doesn't hold it personally. He says this is not a revenge game for him. Well, we all know what you mean, Tua.
Wink!
I'm not playing him. He doesn't play defense. Yeah, so I'm not playing against him. I'm playing against their defense, the scheme that, you know, their guy has for them, and you know they got a good scheme.
They They've squared off before in the pros, though. They squared off in London back in 2021.
Doesn't count.
Does it?
Yeah, anything overseas.
You sound like the dude from the Will commercial.
I guess it doesn't.
The Trusted Will commercial.
Both coaches weren't there. Like Urban Meyer was the Jaguars coach.
Exactly.
That was a really embarrassing. That was an embarrassing game. The Jaguars beat the Dolphins. That was Trevor Lawrence's first win.
We didn't. We actually needed that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Tua came back from the broken ribs.
Yeah.
Because Jesse Davis was his tackle and he got lit up by Empanessa. And. I don't remember.
Every time I hear that name, you know who I think of?
Robbie.
Yeah. Robbie wanted
Empanessa's empanadas.
Cool.
But yeah, I remember they did score off. I don't remember I feel like they had like a really bad decision to set up the Jaguars to win that game. Like they really blew that game.
I'm trying to think, is that the one where it was like, I don't know, like 4th and 16 and they lined up at the first down or somewhere?
I think that was the Chargers game you're thinking of.
It really was. I do remember feeling like that was stupid. Why the hell did that?
Yeah, they lose them losing because that sent them to 1-5. Like you're like, oh my God, what is this season gonna be?
Yeah.
And then I think Tua got hurt again with the finger.
See, and then also London is Jacksonville's second home.
So. It is. Well, there's a lot of Dolphin fans there, too.
True, actually. We do have a good following there. But that doesn't help my argument, so forget me.
All right, we'll take a break. And we got more stuff coming up. We got a little Goosies. No Goosies coming up. LaPond A-Chan. Let's go to break, huh?
LaPond A-Chan?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.